Fatima event as an event of history. I was just thinking that this morning we looked at the effects that the Fatima message had on the children and on many, many people throughout the world. The Fatima story has been told over and over again, books, movies, preaching, and it's a simple story. It's a message that even little children can put into practice. Saying the rosary every day for the conversion of sinners, offering sacrifices to God also for the conversion of sinners, praying for the Pope, making sacrifices for him, staying with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. All of those things are very simple, and therefore everybody in the church, very sophisticated people, very learned people, and very little people. That being said, we also can say that the Fatima event is pivotal in understanding history, the history of the 20th century spilling over into the 21st century. You know, Pope John Paul II, when he was elected Pope, didn't really know that much about Fatima. He knew the story, he knew the message, but he never really had a tremendous interest in the Fatima apparition because he was from Poland. He was very devoted to Our Lady of Częstochowa. He visited so many times the icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa in Poland. But he developed an interest in Fatima because he was shot. Remember that horrible day? May 13th, 1981, when the Pope was in St. Peter's Square for a general audience, and he was shot and almost died. As a matter of fact, he was convinced that if it wasn't for the intervention of Our Lady, he would have died. And as he recuperated, and his recuperation was difficult and long, he asked for all of the documentation that was in the Vatican archives on the Fatima message. And he delved into it very deeply. A year later, on the anniversary, May 13, 1982, Pope John Paul made his first visit to Fatima. And as I said the other day, yesterday, he brought the bullets that had been taken out of him, and he put that in the crown of Our Lady that stands to this day in the plaza in front of the Basilica. Pope John Paul II came to understand that the message of Fatima was probably the most important message for modern times. I say the 20th century, we're in the 21st century. The Fatima message was given in 1917 during the First World War. And as I said already, its significance for history continues. Its importance endures. First of all, we have to look this afternoon at the last of the apparitions in Fatima. The Blessed Mother appeared to Lucia on two other occasions, but not in Fatima and not in 1917. She came once and asked for the consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart, and she came again to ask for the devotion of the five First Saturdays. And we'll look at that tomorrow, because I think that's something which is, especially the First Saturday devotions, is something that could be revitalized easily in the parishes and in the homes of the Little Sisters. If you don't do it already, I suspect that there is some attention given to the First Friday in honor of the Sacred Heart and the First Saturday in honor of the Immaculate Heart. But the most important of the apparitions, well, all the six apparitions, May through October, were important, but the church celebrates May 13th as the Feast of Fatima, but the most dramatic of the apparitions took place on October 13th, 1917. Already the word about the apparition was spreading all over Portugal. Even though the Masonic government tried to scare the children and to quiet them, to silence them, the word spread. Because it was a message of hope. It was a message of hope for the end of the First World War. It was a message of hope for peace in the world. And so on October 13th, 50,000 people gathered in Fatima. 50,000 people. They came from all over Portugal and beyond Portugal. And they came on a day where there was the torrential rain all throughout the area. Everyone who was standing there in the cova, everyone was drenched, soaking wet. The parents of the three children were terrified because Mary told them in the previous apparition, in the July or the August apparition, that there would be a miracle, that everyone would see. And the parents were afraid if nothing happened, that there would be a riot, and maybe the children would even be harmed. The Virgin Mary appeared on October 13th as usual, and it was only the three children who saw her. After telling them one last time to pray the rosary every day for peace in the world and to do penance for the conversion of sinners, especially Russia, the Blessed Mother raised her hands toward the sun. The sun was out, the sky was dark. The children riveted their focus on Mary and what she revealed to them. This is what Sister Lucia says about the apparition. As Our Lady ascended, the reflection from her person was projected on the sun itself. When she disappeared in the immense distance of the sky beside the sun, we saw Saint Joseph with the child Jesus and Our Lady robed in white with a blue mantle. Saint Joseph and the child Jesus seemed to bless the world, for they made the sign of the cross with their hands. So at Fatima, in the last apparition, the Holy Family was manifested to the children. Saint Joseph, the child Jesus, and Mary. The people present did not see that. They only saw what came to be known as the miracle of the sun. This is a description that appeared in a secular newspaper in Lisbon on October 17, 1917. Now that newspaper was run by Masons. They were atheists. They were not Catholic. But they reported what those 50,000 people gathered in Fatima saw. This is what the newspaper says. You can find this if you have a Google search on your computer. Look for the miracle of the sun, and you'll find this newspaper article about the miracle. The paper said, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, midday by the sun, the rain stopped. The sky, gray in color, illuminated the vast arid landscape with a strange light. The sun had a transparent gauzy veil so that the eyes could easily be fixed upon it. That gray mother of pearl tone turned into a sheet of silver, which broke up as the clouds were torn apart and the silver sun, enveloped with the same gauzy gray light, was seen to whirl and turn in the circle of broken clouds. A cry went up from every mouth, and people fell on their knees on the muddy ground, thinking it was the end of the world. The light turned a beautiful blue, as if it had come through the stained glass windows of the cathedral, and spread itself over the people who knelt with outstretched hands. The blue faded slowly, and then the light seemed to pass through yellow glass. Yellow stains fell against white handkerchiefs, against the dark skirts of the women. They were repeated on the trees, on the stones, on the roofs of the houses. People wept and prayed with uncovered heads in the presence of a miracle that they had awaited. The seconds seemed like hours, so vivid was the event. End of the quote. In that desert-like landscape of Fatima, the Lord had spoken through his mother, and he authenticated the miracle, the message rather, by a miracle of the sun, which was seen by tens of thousands of people, even people who were at a great distance, people who lived 25 miles away, saw this phenomenon of the sun looking like it was coming crashing to the earth. Heaven had given the church a great grace at Fatima. You know, in the Old Testament, what proved that a prophet was a true prophet? If God worked a miracle to authenticate the word of the prophet. Jesus said, Jesus is the greatest of all the prophets, that I will be handed over, I'll be crucified, and I'll rise on the third day. What authenticated his word, his resurrection from the dead? Jesus said, the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. My church will exist until the end of time. And what is the great miracle that authenticates that promise of Jesus? The existence of the church after 2,000 years of history. And so when God worked this wonderful miracle at Fatima that was seen by so many people, the miracle was God saying, listen to the words that my mother spoke to these children. God's miracle said, this message is authentic. This message is for these modern times where so many people are racing away from God and revolting against God. The miracle of the sun at Fatima sealed the entire phenomenon with the majesty of heaven. And perhaps God gave us in the 20th century a glimpse of a little bit of what will happen at the end of the world. A coming attraction of the end of the world as we know it, and the second coming of Christ and the establishment, the definitive, the final establishment of God's kingdom. I want to say a word tomorrow morning about the secret of Fatima. Some of us remember in the 1960s there was a show on called The Fatima Secret on TV, because it was told that the Pope could reveal the secret of Fatima, what was it, 1965? In the 60s anyway. But Mary gave the secret of Fatima to Lucia. She wrote it down, or somebody wrote it for her, and it was given to the Pope, then Benedict XV, and he put it away because it wasn't to be opened until, wasn't to be revealed until 1965. The Pope could look at it, but no one else. That secret was revealed 15 years ago, and we'll look at that tomorrow. But this is what Mary said. On July 13th, on the day that the children saw the vision of hell, Mary said, you have seen hell where the souls of poor sinners go. To save them, God wishes to establish in the world devotion to my Immaculate Heart. If what I say to you is done, many souls will be saved and there will be peace. The war will end, First World War, but if people do not cease offending God, a worse one will break out during the pontificate of Pope Pius XI, World War II. When you see a night illumined by an unknown light, know that this is the great sign given you by God, that he is about to punish the world for its crimes by means of war, famine, and persecution of the Church and of the Holy Father. To prevent this, I shall come to ask for the consecration of Russia to my Immaculate Heart and the communion of reparation on the first Saturdays of the month. So Mary told the children that she would come back with these two other requests. If my requests are heeded, Russia will be converted and there will be peace. If not, she will spread her errors throughout the world, causing wars and persecutions of the Church. The good will be martyred. The Holy Father will have much to suffer. Various nations will be annihilated. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me, and she will be converted, and a period of peace will be granted to the world. And then this beautiful promise for Portugal. In Portugal, the dogma of the faith will always be preserved, which means that in other places, it's not going to be preserved. I think. In Portugal, the dogma of the faith, in other words, the Catholic teaching, will be preserved forever. It's a wonderful promise that God made through Mary to the Portuguese people and to the Portuguese Church. Now, I just want to end by saying something, and I'm not saying it to alarm us, to alarm you, but I don't think that the Vatican message is in any way obsolete. I think it's more important than ever. We think about Russian communism. Russian communism collapsed. I was in Fatima, by the way, on the day that Russian communism, the communism of the Soviet Union did collapse. And we were saying the rosary that night, and there was the strongest scent of roses and flowers in the plaza in front of the basilica. I was there with some family members, and I said to one of my aunts, "Do you smell that during the procession? I don't see any flowers in there." And she did. Everybody did, I think. It was really the victory of Our Lady. That was the day they tore the statue of Lenin and Stalin down in the Kremlin. And the government collapsed through the work of John Paul II and Ronald Reagan, and above them all, was his mother. But communism exists in different forms. There's still tremendous problem with communism in China, in Cuba, in Vietnam. And there's a form of communism which is spreading in the United States. We don't call it communism. But it is really atheistic materialism. And so the Fatima message is a message that is about the history of our times. And so we really need to heed it. And it's a simple message, as I said this morning. Pray the rosary every day for the conversion of atheists and materialists. Offer penance, offer sacrifices for the conversion of sinners, and live the Catholic faith as sincerely and as deeply as you possibly can. This message is for our times, and that's why I'm certain that Pope Francis wanted the bishops of Portugal yesterday to consecrate his papacy to Our Lady of Fatima, because it devolves upon him to be the leader in the war against atheism and materialism. So let's ask Our Lady of Fatima tonight during our evening prayer and during our adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. so that we can be part of this great spiritual army, fighting for the victory of the Immaculate Heart of Mary.